This is the Maiden Fan Podcast, episode number 9. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Maiden Fan Podcast, a podcast, the only podcast dedicated to the biggest heavy metal band in the world. That's right, I'm talking about Iron Maiden. Thank you so much for listening, and for everyone who's been checking out the website, maidenfanpodcast.com, and sending me emails at maidenfanpodcast@gmail.com. I appreciate everything that you guys have been saying, and everyone who's been downloading and listening and sharing with their friends. I love it. Up the irons. And this episode, again, is dedicated to you guys. Last episode we did was a Blaze Bailey episode dedicated to the third singer in the Iron Maiden world. And as promised, this episode is solely dedicated to your email. So what am I waiting for? Let's get right into it. Where I last left off was an email from Sean Muse at runtothehillsusa.com on the 4th of July. Jeez, that's so long ago. But I know he's got a show coming up in May in Manchester, New Hampshire. So why don't I just plug that again? Hopefully I'll be able to get up there and see them live. So let's move right on to the next email. Avery G, July 8th, 2008. Hey Mike, in case you didn't get my last email, I'm 8th, 9th, 9th grade Maiden fanatic. I was at the Maiden concert in Mansfield with my dad, and I would like to hear from you. Please contact me ASAP and keep up with the podcast because they're great. From your Gloucester Maiden fan, Avery George. Avery, what's up, man? As you see, I did see your last email. In the last email episode, we talked about you. So just hope you're still upping the irons, because that, I would assume, is what everyone here listening does on a daily basis. In some way or another, we all up the irons. On July 9th, I received 3 emails in a row from Michael Specking. The first 2 were just duplicates. First one came in at 3:45, and so did the second one. It says, "Hey Mike, it's Michael from Alaska wanting to know how the concert went. I'm sure it was great. If you recorded a voice record of some of the songs, if you can send it to blank and a phone number, that would be fantastic. I can't read. I was also wondering if I'm the only Alaska listener. If so, let me know." Well, no, I didn't record or bootleg the concert at all. That would be wrong. But if you did it, send me it. But again, Michael's wondering if he is the only listener in Alaska. So if you're out there, anyone else from Alaska, you know, I have Michael's phone number if you want me to send it to you. Just kidding, I'm not actually going to do that. He says, "Hi, I was wondering if you could suggest my blog in your next show." This was his second email. The URL is ironmaidenfan.com. That's a great... Man, he got that. www.ironmaidenfan.com. Now, of course, when I go there, the domain looks like it ran out on him. So you don't have to bother going there because there seems to be nothing there. Oh, Michael, that's too bad that it ran out on you. But again, keep upping the irons all the way up in Alaska. Next email came from Russell Shanks. Same day, 2:30 p.m. actually. July 9th we're at. And the subject is Twickenham concert and other Maiden stuff. Hey, how you doing? Love the podcast. I went to the Twickenham concert last Saturday, July 5th, and I've got mixed opinions on the show. Firstly, I was thrilled to see Maiden perform live, and I really cut loose, screaming, singing, jumping around in the middle tier. However, there were a few song issues, such as the guitars not really getting through. It was great to see Maiden, and I hope it was the first of many. I just want to say I was in awe at hearing Power Slave, Fear of the Dark, Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name, and The Trooper live at Twickers, but was disappointed at not hearing Wrathchild. To me, that might be a song to be played at every Maiden gig. To me, that has to be a song played at every Maiden gig. I can't believe you don't really like Power Slave. I know. Thanks to Adrian, Dave, and Gers, and others like Metallica, I picked up a guitar and have been playing anything Maiden since I've heard. Anyway, now I'm rambling on. I sound like I'm rambling on too, just because I can't read. Keep it the podcast. I can't wait till the next episode installment. That's from Russell Shanks in Luton, England. Russell, thank you for listening. I've been to concerts before where sometimes the sound hasn't sounded great at the Maiden shows, but I actually went, they did one when they did the Matter of Life and Death tour. Yannick Gers' guitar was tuned wrong. So for one song, it was one of the acoustic songs. It started acoustically. I can't even remember the name of the song from that album. Some of the song titles in that album get me confused. I can't, like, I know, oh, that's that song. But anyway, I'm going on and on. All those songs you heard were great. You did not hear Wrathchild. I understand that they say that should be a song played at every gig. You say that should be a song played at every gig. But again, that was more for the early years stuff. It didn't really fit the time period for this tour. Of course, Fear of the Dark didn't really fit the time period. Well, I guess, no, not really, considering they completely ignore the No Prayer for the Dying album. And I can't believe you don't really like Power Slave. You know, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I like Power Slave, but it's not, you know, in my top 10 as far as songs. And it's not my favorite song on that album by far. But, you know, how can you not like Power Slave? Come on. Maybe I just don't love it. Maybe it's just not my favorite. I don't know. I'm rambling now. Just like Russell says he was in his email. Thank you, Russell. And moving on. Wow, we got a lot of emails this day on July 9th. Jerry Alvarez from Los Angeles, California, up the irons. Ooh, here's another long one. So I apologize if I can't read this very well, so I'm just going to read it in my best announcer voice. Hey, what's up, Mike? My name is Jerry Alvarez. I'm 18 years old and live in Los Angeles, California. I've been a Maiden fan for about 4 or 5 years now. Since then, I've been hooked. The Maiden bug bit me big time. I also play a little guitar myself. I try to play along with the Maiden songs as well. And well, it sounds all right to me, I guess. I just recently saw Maiden for the first time in February when they played at the Forum in Los Angeles, and it was nothing short of amazing. I feel very lucky to have been able to see them for the first time on this particular tour because they played some of my favorite songs. And I believe Lauren Harris opened for them, but I'm not completely sure. I saw them again when they played at the Verizon Amphitheater in Irvine, California, and that was the very fun show because it was outdoors. Anthrax opened for them, who were okay, I guess. I didn't really pay much attention when they were on. Then Maiden came on, and it was an incredible show. It was the same set from the first time I saw them, but it doesn't matter. It didn't matter to me one bit. What made the show even better was that they brought out the huge Eddie Mummy, And when you see that in person, you can't help but think of Live After Death. It was, in all capital letters, awesome. Anyways, I stumbled across your podcast about 2 or 3 months ago, and you've doing a fantastic job. Thank you. I can't wait for the next episode, and if you're planning on doing another episode on an album review, I vote for Peace of Mind. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. I hope to hear from you soon. Up the irons, Jerry Alvarez from Los Angeles, California. How are you, buddy? 18 years old, you've been hooked 4 or 5 years. You were 14, and I was 13 when I got into them, so that's a perfect time period for you to realize what good music is and to get into Iron Maiden. Yes, Lauren Harris opened for them when I saw them, and of course, my buddy Dave wanted to see the opening act, so that's why I went in to see her. She was underwhelming. I did see Anthrax open for them back in 1991. And I'm a fan of Anthrax, so I thought it was a good concert, and it was good for me, you know, a band I kind of like, opening for a band that I'm in love with. Yes, in love with. Not just love, but I'm in love with them. So to me, that was a great concert. So thank you very much for the email and for the topic suggestion on an album review. Peace of mind. Not a bad idea. The next email comes from Tyler Dill. It was also on July 9th, 6:37 p.m. Tyler says, "Hey, Mike, my name is Tyler Dill. I am 12 and probably the biggest Maiden fan of my age, 12 years old. I just turned 12. So you were 11 going on 12 and you're an Iron Maiden fan today. That is beautiful. I just started listening to your podcast and they are amazing. Thank you. Even though I'm a huge fan of Maiden, I need to learn more about them, and you're my number one source for info." Really? Well, but I feel an obligation. "I don't own any Maiden albums." What? "But I really want your recommendation for one. Just really quick, I wanted to say I went to a Maiden concert in New Jersey, but anyway, give me a recommendation. Sincerely, Tyler Dill." Well, I gotta say, I think Jerry Alvarez had a great recommendation. You gotta get peace of mind. Okay, get peace of mind. Get Number of the Beast, and then get the first Iron Maiden album. Follow that up with Power Slave, Killers. This is the specific order you must buy these albums. If you do not, I will find out. But definitely, I think you're listening to a little bit of Peace of Mind right now. Get that album and you will not be disappointed. Tyler Dill, he just turned 12. Well, he's almost 13. I've been waiting so long to answer these emails. Thank you, Tyler. And again, up the irons. I'm just whispering that so only you hear it. Summer Back in Time Part 2 from P. "Hey, Mike. Did you get a flat on the way to the concert?" That is a great great line. "For the love of Maiden, how about a sticking review already, before the tour ends?" Well, as you see, I did not get a review before the tour ends, P. My apologies. Next email comes from a buddy named Bob. Subject is "You Rock." Thank you, Bob. "Mike, I just thought I would write you an email just to show my support for the Maiden Fan Podcast. It's really great. I mean, really interesting and funny at times." All right, I'm going to tell you a joke right now. No, not really. I got into Maiden about 3 years ago and haven't stopped listening to them since. They're just so great. Anyway, I listened to all your podcasts in one evening. Wow, man, that must have been a night that was awesome. And listened to the whole. Then you listened to the whole Power Slave album, so it was quite a night. I would imagine Iron Maiden and me. I'm excited just thinking about it. I'd love to hear more of your covers of Maiden songs. The one you did was great. Thank you. Anyway, great podcast. Hope to hear a new one soon. Well, it took me long enough, Bob. Bob, age 16, in sunny England. Up the Irons. P.S. I finally saw them live at Twickenham. I hope I'm saying that right, Twickenham. On the July. They were amazing. Sorry for the crappy spelling, and keep up the good work. See, it's not just me reading the emails. It's the fact that I'm not good at it's their spelling. The bad spelling is making me read bad. That has to be it, right? 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 Okay. Power Slave Podcast. Next email comes in from Brandon Strom on July 12th. The subject was Power Slave Podcast. And his email says, "What's the name of that song playing in the last 8 minutes of the Power Slave Podcast? I can't find it anywhere. Keep up the awesome work, dude. Up the Irons." Okay, Brandon, I assume you're talking about this song. Brandon, the name of that song is Prowler. It is the opening song for the first Maiden album, Iron Maiden. It came out in 1980. The song, I'm going to look it up right now. It was written by Steve Harris, of course. "See me calling through the bushes." This is probably my brother's favorite Maiden song. This is the one song that he hopes one day to see them play live in concert. And when I saw them this past summer, my brother couldn't go. I was going to rub it in that they played it, but they didn't. But again, Brandon, get the first Maiden album. It's the first song right on there, Prowler. I don't think they say Prowler at all in the whole song, but still, classic Maiden. All right, next email comes from Mr. Max Irwin. It's another long one, so I'm going to read it all the way through because you emailed me and you deserve to be read. "I love your podcast. I just found it a week back and I've listened to them all. I think that you're doing a great job. Keep it up. I agree with you on almost everything. I personally think that Blaze Maiden really sucked. The X Factor and Virtual 11, just terrible. Weekend Warrior, what the hell? And Lord of the Flies by Lizzie Borden is a whole lot better. But Iron Maiden is better than them in its entirety. All the rest of their stuff is just mind-blowing. I think that your singing is great. I think it's just hilarious." Hilarious? I'm not trying to make a joke. Are you mocking me? Okay, maybe I'm kidding. "Keep it up. Let me tell you a bit about myself, if you don't mind. My name is Max. I'm 12 years old. I live in Indiana, south of Indy." So you're like a Colts fan? I'm a Patriots fan. "I've been listening to Maiden now for almost 2 years. My mom really likes them." Awesome. "She had their pre-Live After Death records in vinyl and 8-track. Classic! She found an old tape and told me that I should listen to it. So I popped it in the tape player, and the first thing I hear is the Trooper starting up, blaring loud. And I'm just sitting there, oh my god, these guys are great. On one side, was Peace of Mind. The other, Power Slave, each the entire album. When I got it, it was pretty worn out, but I would listen to it over and over and over again." That's awesome. "That's how I got introduced to Maiden." That is cool. Having Maiden being passed on from generation to generation. "Now I have both of those CDs and Number of the Beast. I'm trying to get some more, like Killers, Seven Sun, Iron Maiden, and Fear the Duck. Where do you think is the best place to get them? Online? In a shop? Locally, they don't have any. I hope that you have great success with your podcast. I haven't gotten to see them on tour, though. I was on vacation when they came through on their Somewhere Back in Time tour. If you're still awake and here, would you do a podcast on how the band started off? I know a little about that, formed by Steve on Christmas of 76 or 77. Was it then? I'm not sure exactly. But I think that would be a really good episode. And by the way, sorry about the spelling and capitalization. It was kind of rushed up the irons. Sincerely, Max. All right, Max, so let's go back on a few things. Well, then you probably didn't like my episode on Blaze Bailey, because if you thought Blaze Maiden sucked, you gotta look back at some of these songs and realize that maybe you didn't like the voice singing it, but the songs, some of them were pretty strong. Weekend Warrior, what the hell? Well, I got to tell you, buddy, Weekend Warrior was a Bruce Dickinson song from Fear of the Dark. You know, that's not one of my favorite songs. Did I play that? Maybe I played that in one of my albums. I think I did. Okay, so, you know, maybe I played that in one of my episodes. It's got a good hook to it, so I celebrate All Maiden. And Lord of the Flies by Lizzie Borden is a whole lot better. I assume those are two different songs. I really don't know, but this dude's 12 and he knows more about music than I do. But how cool is that he has like tapes with the albums on them? That is awesome. That is like, that brings me back to being a kid and doing the history of Maiden. That would be a big venture to do, to kind of go through it. You know, I read a book on Iron Maiden. I started to, at least. It was called Run to the Hills, the official biography of Iron Maiden, which was pretty good. Pretty good. It was very good. And also, I mean, if you really want to get a good history of Iron Maiden, coming here may not be the best way to get that information. If you have the ability to maybe have a birthday coming up or some kind of way that you can get a DVD, go get yourself two DVDs. Get yourself Iron Maiden in the Early Years and I can't even talk. And Live After Death, because that has History of Iron Maiden 1 and 2 on it, and it really gives you a huge documentary on the history of Iron Maiden. And also, where's the best place to get albums? Well, when I was your age, if I wanted to go to get an album, I would go to my local Strawberries or my local Record Town or Midway Records. There's a place in Methuen called DNA Records that I would go to sometimes, and it's still there, and it's run by the same dude. It's this tiny little hole in the wall. You can get tapes and records and posters and all kinds of cool stuff. But then as years went on, I would go to a Newbury Comics. I don't know if they have that in your area. I have to go to like Best Buy. That's where I go to get my albums now. Best Buy, which is depressing because it doesn't have the feel of going to an actual record store or a music store. But if you got to get a CD, that's the way to do it. Nowadays, go right on iTunes or go to Amazon.com, buy the CD, get the CD delivered to you, go to iTunes, download it right there. Boom, you don't even need the CD. I like having the CD, but then I realize I put it on my computer, on my iPod, and I leave the CD in my car to listen to it sometimes, but most of the time I just listen to the digital version. But again, Max, or as you'd like to call yourself, M.M. Irwin from Indiana. Indiana's got a new state bird. That was a music, Larry Bird. He was from Indiana, played for the Celtics. That has nothing to do with Maiden, but this does. Our next email comes from Landry Gosseren. I'm sorry if I can't pronounce anything properly. It was on July 17th, and Landry says, "Hey, I really love your podcast, but I'm not really into Maiden."
What?
"So this podcast really is getting me out of Metallica, but I really enjoy your podcast, and can you tell me if Iron Maiden is coming to Swiss? Because that is where I live. I used to be into hip-hop, but this podcast's one of the main reasons I'm out of hip-hop and out of the hip-hop thing and into metal. So thank you. Keep up the good work." Landry, I want to personally say you're welcome for getting you out of hip-hop. And I want to thank you for crediting me for getting you out of hip-hop. You know, earlier today, my wife was walking around with her headphones, and I could hear the hip hop blaring through the her iPod into her headphones, and it was giving me a headache from 10 feet away. So, I guess this podcast is getting you out of Metallica. Well, you know, I suggest you pick up the new Metallica, but maybe you have, but since then, this is a while ago. Again, I'm, you know, way off with timing. And can I tell you if Iron Maiden is coming to Switzerland? And I gotta tell you, I feel like the guy who knows who the murderer is and when they're gonna kill someone. But of course, it's after the murder, so what good does that do? Yes, Iron Maiden did play in Switzerland way back in August 14th. So sorry I didn't get back to you sooner there, Landry. But maybe you got a chance to see them. Hopefully, if you didn't, hopefully you didn't go back to the hip-hop world. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yo, 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 Landry! All right, man. Peace out. That's my hip-hop talk for the day. On to the next email from Caroline. We got a girl. We have a girl listener. Beep, beep, beep. Alert the press. A girl's listening to Iron Maiden. Not because her boyfriend's making her. Let's hope. I haven't read the email yet. Hi, I'm Caroline. I turned 14 on August 8th, just some days after you. Hey, that's right. 4 days after my birthday, and from Norway. Now, again, I don't know if in Norway, Caroline is a boy's name. I would assume not. Let's read on. I downloaded all your podcast episodes yesterday, and they were great. It's the best podcast ever. Thank you so much, Caroline. I became a Maiden fan last month when a guy I have a crush on told me that they were worth listening to. Okay, so I assume this is a girl. Caroline, the name, crush on a boy. He showed me lots of great, good bands before, so why not? Iron Maiden blew me away. I used to have Tokyo Hotel as my favorite band, but they suck in compared to Maiden. I have to say, I turned on MTV one day at the awards and saw some girl who apparently was a guy, and he was the lead singer of Tokyo Hotel. Couldn't tell you one song they sing. Back to the email. I was like, oh my God. I'm sorry if I just went into a Valley Girl there. I already got 3 albums, Somewhere Back in Time. I bought that first so that I could listen to the songs from some albums. Awesome. Number of the Beast and 777 Sun. But dude, you better start working on that part too. I'm sorry it took so long. I have an idea. Make a YouTube channel where you can play your Iron Maiden covers. Anyway, I'm going to finish this off now. No more laziness, more podcast. Caroline, I am a lazy person. And I need to apologize to you, to the country of Norway, and to the world of Maiden fans for taking so long. But you need to go back to that dude and tell him you love him. Because he turned you onto Maiden. And hopefully you're still into Maiden, because I know that sometimes at a certain age you can be into a fad, like you were into Tokyo Hotel, then you weren't. This is all the way back in July. Hopefully you're still into Iron Maiden. Thank you for the email. And up the irons, ladies and gentlemen, a girl! Okay, so our next email comes from Spencer Holderness. This was on July 21st. Subject was Maiden Heaven CD. Hey, Mike, just wondering if you want a copy of the Maiden Heaven CD. I bought 2 copies, so I can send it to you if you send me your address. I went to see Maiden in Twickenham, the only UK gig they rocked. If you would like a CD, the CD, you're more than welcome to just give me a quick mention. Love the podcast. Keep them coming. Cheers. Spencer Holderness, Iron Maiden, up the irons. Spencer, this was a... man, I can't believe I didn't see these emails. I didn't check in so long. July 21st. Dude, if you still have that copy, I mean... I don't want to sound like a cheap, you know, like a freeloader, cheapskate kind of guy, but I would love to get a copy of that CD. If you're still out there, if you're still listening, let me know if it's still available. I would send you my address, of course. You could send me money, too, if you want. I mean, that's up to you. Moving right along. Oh man, I lost place. Where was I? Dan Pickler, July 23rd. Amazing is how he subjected his email. I went to my first concert ever, and it was Maiden. It was amazing. My dad said, if Maiden comes around here, we'll get tickets. And I looked it up immediately, and they were coming to Cuyahoga Falls. Cuyahoga Falls! It was amazing. Of course, my favorite, Fear the Dark, and ended up with my... Hell Be the Name. Love listening. Thanks for reading, Dan. Dan, this is the same guy who emailed me before? No. Cuyahoga Falls? I got another email from a guy asked me if I was at Cuyahoga Falls. I'm completely crazy. And thank you again for your email. Thank you for listening. Yes, Fear the Dark Live is awesome. Ooh, got another email from Max Irwin. Hi, Mike. I've emailed before, but I found this crazy video on YouTube by a piano teacher who teaches you how to play Dance of Death by piano. It's crazy. Anyway, take a look. Search this on YouTube. Oh, he gave me the link. I'm going to put this up courtesy of Max. Thank you for this YouTube video. I'm going to post this up on maidenfanpodcast.com if any of you would like to check it out. Go over to the website, and it will be right under the show notes for this episode number 9. And we only got a couple more in July here. We're going to end this. This is just going to be July. I decided, because I've been going on for a while, and I don't like episodes that go 2 hours, 3 hours. Believe me, there'll be plenty more email episodes coming up soon. And this email here is going to take a lot out of me because it's very long. And it's from a young lad named Sebastian. On the 25th of July, Sebastian emailed me. And the subject line was Maiden. You can't get any easier than that. First of all, I'm 13 years old. Although I'm ashamed to admit it, I kind of did get into Maiden through the Guitar Hero Rock Band franchise. I've heard of them vaguely in the past, but I had never heard any of their songs. After deciding I'd try the real band instead of scrolling blue lights and the crappy Guitar Hero band, I went out and bought Number of the Beast. I thought it was great, so that was all I listened to for a while. GH seemed to awaken my musical taste, dormant since I was a little boy. Heard my dad playing Sabbath in the car. Your dad rocks. And this was before I had an iPod, so I went on to get lots and lots of CDs. I literally have about 50 stacked in my room. Excellent. Anyway, while I was still in my Guitar Hero phase, I went and got the 80s version, on which, to my delight, I heard Wrathchild. But I thought, hey, that doesn't sound like Bruce. So I find out more about the song and went out and bought the album that it had it on. I'm a bad reader. Killers. Now there's my chief opinion about Maiden. At the risk of offending some, Paul Di'Anno was the best singer of Maiden, and Killers is my favorite album. Really? I cannot stop listening to that album. I listen to it while I'm lying in bed, trying to get to sleep. My mom doesn't let me sleep with my iPod on, so I listen to it to the boombox. Excellent. And that has been my going to sleep album ever since. How great is that Maiden is a going to sleep album? And it's also could be a waking up album. Okay, I've lost my place. Now, keep in mind, Killers and Number were the only two albums I have ever had so far. Fast forward a few months toward my 13th birthday, when I was making my wish list on Amazon, I thought, holy crap, they have a lot of albums. So I instead wanted to go with the essential Iron Maiden, which had lots of songs throughout Maiden's career. Good choice for new listeners. So I bought it and liked it a lot. That's what fools me. I always think I have a bunch of Maiden albums, but I realize I only have the first four. Peace of Mind, I bought later. Iron Maiden, I bought on iTunes. See, you can go on iTunes, get your albums very easily. Don't get me wrong, I think Bruce is great, and I love his work with them, but I just think that Paul is better. So in short, I became an Iron Maiden fan a year ago, and I'm pretty much the only one in my school. That's cool, dude. There was only like 3 or 4 that I knew of. And now I'm a Super Maiden fan. However, I have yet to see them live in concert. It's really expensive, and my mom won't let me go by myself. My dad offered to take me to go see them, but he doesn't like Maiden, and that would be unenjoyable. Plus, I'm pretty sure they're done with America now, but I hope to save up enough money to go see MSG, to go to MSG, Madison Square Garden, when they're there and when I'm older. So I guess that's my story. I appreciate you listening. Sebi. Sebi, that's cool. That's short for Sebastian. I never heard that before. Very cool. Sebastian, I think that is a very mature opinion of you as a 13-year-old to like Paul Di'Anno better than Bruce Dickinson. Myself, I'm a Bruce guy. Just because I learned of Paul Di'Anno later, and was really brought into Maiden as a Bruce guy first. But that Killers album is really has to be one of their best. And you know, I've heard a lot of people say that that's their favorite album. I listen to the metal station on Sirius Radio, and some people say that Paul Di'Anno is the voice of Iron Maiden. Look, when people think Iron Maiden outside this world, of course they think of Eddie. Maybe they think of Number of the Beast, Run to the Hills. But Paul Di'Anno is the beginning. He's part of the history, and he's definitely one of the top four singers in the band, right? I mean, there were only three, so he's top three. Huh. Well, I guess you can. I was counting Bruce twice there, so please don't email me and tell me there are only three there, mate. That's my horrible accent. It's very late here, and I'm trying not to awake in my wife. But Sebastian, what a very long history. You know, you talked about Guitar Hero and Rock Band. I have no problem with those things because to me, what they do is they expose kids that may not know of Iron Maiden, may not know of Sabbath, may not know of heavy metal, may not know of real rock and roll. They expose them to rock and roll. I know some kids that have Garage Band. They have Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and they're listening to, I mean, old Heart songs, Barracuda. I mean, what else would an 11, 12-year-old know these songs nowadays? So I have nothing but respect for those songs because all they do is bring people into the world of rock. Now, it'd be cool if they could get the real bands to do these things, but you have to understand, I guess now they have licensed Metallica. I heard the Beatles are going to do one. Aerosmith has one. You know, those licensed bands and music will get the tracks. But some of these other things, they don't have the proper technology, I guess, to take the guitars off the tracks. I don't know. I'm rambling right now. And again, I'm going off on a non-Maiden tangent. But we're almost to the end of the month of July. See, I paused there for a second because I have to remember there's 12 months in the year, and the 7th month is July. So Sebastian, Sebi, Jesus, you got to be close to 14 now, right, dude? And you have a whole lot of Maiden to be buying. Hopefully you bought more since then. And thanks for your email and up the irons. So we just have a couple more emails here to discuss from July 2008, and then there's a little something that's Iron Maiden related that I'd like to play for you. On the 27th, I got another email from my buddy Avery G. I happened across a copy of Maiden Heaven album when a friend of mine from England sent me one. I can email you the songs with this, but I can't guarantee they'll work. Email me back if you get a chance. Your 9th grade Maiden friend Avery G. P.S. If you didn't get my last email, I was at the Mansfield concert with my dad. And PPS, when they going to be a new episode? Avery, I've already answered the horrible, you know, delay in my episodes. And, you know, dude, I guess, geez, I mean, you have that album. I don't know if I want to take the ripped version or the real version. I'm getting all these offers from this album. I should have found it myself. I'm such a jerk. But thanks for the offer. Maybe I can, maybe I will offer to you. I can't fit them all in one, so I might send a couple of emails. This is your Avenged Sevenfold guys. This is Avery G, big Avenged Sevenfold fan. And that, my friends, closes out July emails. He sent me Flash of the Blade. Oh! Flash the Blade must have been by Avenged Sevenfold. Okay, I'm not good at deciphering emails sometimes. Avery, awesome. Thank you, dude. You want to keep sending me those? Jesus, this is back in July. Maybe you did keep sending me those. I don't even know. So, but thank you, dude, for this. We got to listen to this. Okay, before I go, I'm going to close out with this Flash of the Blade from Avery. I wanted to say thank you guys for listening. I know I'm way behind with emails, and I'm working on it. The next episode is going to be an album-centric episode, and I know people have been giving me ideas for Peace of Mind. I've heard some other people talk about Number of the Beast, but I'm going to tell you right now that the next album, next episode is the album review of Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, because that's the first album that I ever purchased from them, and I just need to go back and relive all those wonderful, wonderful songs. Before I go, I talked about playing something that was related to Iron Maiden. Here in America, we have a lot of bad pop music. And we have a lot of bad television. And sometimes the two paths cross. And in the recent years, those paths have crossed in the name of Miley Cyrus. If you don't know who she is, it's really not important. She's like this little pop singer, TV star on the Disney Channel, and she's trying to be a musician now. I think she's also trying to look cool and ironic because she was recently spotted wearing an Iron Maiden shirt. And the only reason I know this is because I check Iron Maiden headlines on Google News every day. So, of course, people are like, oh, look at Miley Cyrus. She's a poser wearing an Iron Maiden shirt. But then I heard that she posted a response. And I don't know. For some reason, it has to do with Maiden. So I thought maybe you'd like to listen to that response.
So Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills. Good song. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, we know.
Fear of the Dark. Good song. Check it out.
Oh, thanks. We didn't
Running
know that.
Running Free. Good song. Check it out.
Yeah, we know.
My personal favorite is Sanctuary. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's some other girl.
So thank
I don't
you
know
guys.
Who that is.
And I actually do like Iron Maiden. So thank you. And it's actually my brother's shirt. That's why it's so big and the reason it's cut up. And
I still don't believe her.
And I just like Riptide. So that's kind of like my new thing. So
I don't even know what that is. What's Riptide?
I just like ripped up. You know, like just. I like starting new things, guys. And if you guys don't like it, I'm sorry.
I want to apologize.
And we can all have our own style. We'll have our own.
I don't even know what the hell it just started editing, skipping. I want to apologize for subjecting you to that, but it had to do with Iron Maiden, so I just thought it was interesting. So I want to just close out the show here by saying maidenfanpodcast.com is where you can go to post comments on this episode. maidenfanpodcast@gmail.com is where you can email me. And of course, you can always go to iTunes and leave a review or go to Podcast Alley and leave a review. We really appreciate it. And by we, I mean me. And if you want to see that Miley Cyrus video, it's going to be posted on the maidenfanpodcast.com website under the show notes. And I'm going to leave you with my new best friend, Avery, who sent me the song from the Made in Heaven cover album CD. This is Avenged Sevenfold with Iron Maiden's classic Flash of the Blade. Up the irons, everybody.
And now you'll reach your vengeance on the screams of evil men. You'll die!